To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the big show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Have you heard of Caralluma? It's an edible cactus that grows in India, and it's a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients doctors added to a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you have a bold summer weight loss goal but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean shared with us that this supplement is as close as science has come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help maintain healthy blood sugar and help control appetite and cravings. But the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part? No needles. Just real results. Doctors created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma. And it's just plain smart. So allow us to get you started with code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. Or you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com, as usual, by looking under sponsors. Well, long ago, I was told that nothing good happens after midnight. But our next guest has good news. There are tons of great adventures to be had when the sun goes down. Stephanie Vermillion's a travel journalist who writes for National Geographic, Vogue, Travel and Leisure, and other major publications. And she's just put together a gorgeous coffee table book with National Geographic titled 100 Nights of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Adventures After Dark. Stephanie, it's nice to have you back on the show. First, congratulations on curating such a beautiful book. Let's dive in and run down as many examples of great things that can happen, some after midnight, in our wide, wonderful world. Why don't you start with three or four of your favorite possibilities from your book?
Sure, and thanks for having me. And I will say, I think the best things happen after dark. And after these examples, I think you'll agree with me. So first experience that I love after dark is aurora hunting. Everyone has been talking about the Northern Lights lately because we're in the peak period of activity. And in the book, I highlight several ways to experience it. But my favorite, I would say, is Iceland hot spring hopping. So you can watch the Northern Lights when people think about being super cold beneath the lights, but you can actually watch them from a hot spring. And I think that's the best way to do it. So aurora hunting by hot spring is number one. Two, I would say, is stargazing in the Sahara Desert. Ooh. That is where I first fell in love with the night sky. I was there during college, and I've just never seen anything like that. And so the skies are so dark, the stars are mind-bending, and then the landscape is just out of this world. So you've got Sahara Desert stargazing. Next, I would say, completely, you know, different spectrum, is paddling by night in the Amazon rainforest. This is such a unique experience because so much of what you experience in the Amazon is actually with your ears, not with what you see, because the jungle is so dense. And so when you're paddling at night, you kind of hear the animal kingdom come to life. And because your eyesight isn't as great at night, you really are tuned in to what you're hearing. And so it's just another just mind-boggling experience and a great way to immerse yourself in the world.
I like that, going down the Amazon in the dark. And there's some things that aren't quite so exotic, like watching old films or favorite films at the Celebrity Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a cemetery in Los Angeles that had film nights, or also skiing under the lights in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Now, there, of course, they'll have lights, so you don't hit a too big a bump or whatever. But all those things can be done at night, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Absolutely. I think, and one of my favorite things I love to tell people too is you can just step in your backyard and look up at the night sky. I've been doing a lot of that this summer, going out with my binoculars and just looking up at the sky to see what I can see. I think you don't have to travel far to experience the wonders of the world. And actually just walking around the block at night can show you your neighborhood in a totally different light.
But the beauty of some of the things you suggest, we're leaving aside ringing in New Year's when the ball drops at New York City's Times Square, the problem with so much of our, most of our people live in cities, and what's it called, light pollution is such a problem. Just from, you know, you can live 20 miles away from downtown New York City, and the light's going to make it look like in your neighborhood there are no stars up in the sky. That's why I love some of your wildlife spotting on a night safari game drive in Tanzania. Have you done any of these?
Yes. Yeah, I did that one. That is just, you know, incredible because, again, you're hearing so much of the animal kingdom. When you're on safari or in the Amazon, like I mentioned, the animal kingdom is most active in the early morning, evening, and then after dark. And so when you go out on these night safaris, you're hearing, seeing wildlife that you would not see by day, and they're much more active. And so that makes it even more exhilarating.
Let me throw a couple more out. Searching for glowing mushrooms at night in the wilds of Australia. Where do these grow? Everywhere?
They're in certain areas. And actually, I can't remember exactly where, but they have them in the U.S. I believe it's out on the in the Pacific Northwest. But they're these mushrooms, and they're in South Australia, that exhibit this, or that kind of like produce their own light, bioluminescence. And some of them are bright enough that they say that you can read the page of a book if you put a book up next to it. It's wild.
Oh, my gosh. And then I'll just say one more. Snorkeling at night with manta rays off the coast of Kona, Hawaii. I mean, some people are afraid to go to the ocean because of big fish, and going at night probably might be a psychological burden for them to overcome.
Absolutely. But if you go with the right people, they really help you kind of understand the beauty of the night. They make sure you're safe. That's why I always, for most of the experiences in this book, recommend going with a guide, for one, safety, and then two, you just get to really understand the place, what you're seeing, and you just kind of get to relax a little bit and enjoy the world at night.
It's a wonderful book. The photos are National Geographic quality. Stephanie Vermillion is a travel journalist, writes for a number of magazines, including National Geographic, and the book is called 100 Nights of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Adventures After Dark. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.